Chapter 10. It was a platoon thing, but not really a full platoon thing. Our squad was cool, but the other squads were all cut down to 4 or 5 men. It was a platoon on paper, but it was just paper, not men. We mounted the choppers an hour before nightfall. We were at the LZ in a little over 10 minutes. Sergeant Simpson laid out a new route to the hamlet. We cut through some dense underbrush for a half hour before we got near the hamlet. Sergeant Simpson laid out the ambush. It was simple enough. We were on one side of a small cemetery. The reports had it that the VC came past the cemetery into the hamlet at night. They terrorized the people in the hamlet, taking what they called a tax and killing anybody they thought might have been informing on them. We were supposed to surprise them, to make them pay for coming to the hamlet. Monaco, as usual, was point. He was about 40 meters beyond the cemetery. The way we figured, they had to pass him to get to the cemetery. We had claymore mines at the end of the cemetery, and then the rest of the platoon stretched out in a straight line along what we had been told was the path the VC took. Johnson and Brew would be at the end of the line we formed. We moved in quietly, with Sergeant Simpson placing each of us and making sure that we knew where the others were. "Try not to kill each other if you can help it," he said. We dug in. I had 5 sandbags, which I filled and put in front of me. Suddenly, they weren't big enough or solid enough. I wanted something else, a wall maybe. I could rest my piece on the sandbags, but it didn't look very convincing. Silence. There wasn't to be any communication between us in case the VC had lookouts. Suppose, I thought, they had spotted us already. The only radio we had, a PRC-10, or Prick-10 as they called it, was near Lieutenant Carroll. Brew had it. I didn't want the radio. The antenna made you stick out like a sore thumb and drew a lot of fire. It got dark. There were bugs. Somewhere in the distance, I heard frogs. The night was filled with noises. After a while, it dawned on me that I couldn't see anything. There was a moon above us, but it didn't give us enough light. I wanted each VC to have his own light shining right on him. It was 22:30 hours. Back home in Harlem, it would have been 10:30. The 8 o'clock parties would be just hotting up. Kenny would be fighting with Mama about going to bed. Maybe he would wonder about what I was doing. If he was in bed already, he would be reading comics under the blanket with a flashlight. I wondered if he would feel anything if I got nailed. Would he wake up in the middle of the night wondering what was wrong? Would he feel uneasy, knowing that halfway around the world his brother was hurting? Kenny, I love you. We waited. I told myself that I was bored. I wondered if Mama was getting the allotment checks. I wondered how she felt about them. Did she think I was doing something for her, or just that it was part of my being in the army? I didn't know myself.